Andrew, could you start off by telling us what the Open Mind Project is?
The Open Mind Project is an online database of world religions and a forum for the promotion of community and critical thinking. We're an educational 501c3 that promotes interreligious dialogue and critical thinking. The idea is to introduce people to religions other than their own, trying to educate people of the context behind their ideologies. So, you know, you can look at nationalism as a religion. You can look at science as reported in the news as religious, just the way something as simple as a new planetary discovery, you know. None of the planets are actually Earth-like, but we read on Yahoo News or Google News, like, another Earth-like planet discovered, right? So there's all these ideas embedded in that statement. But from a contextual perspective, the Open Mind Project would want people to be able to critically assess what they're hearing rather than be in the habituated pattern of accepting what they're taught.
So what I'm getting is, in addition to exploring world religions, the Open Mind Project also takes a critical look at the way we accept scientific thought?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're trying to bridge the divides between all dogmas. So how do we bring people from different backgrounds together to communicate? Spiritual diplomacy is what we're doing. And that means if you want to help scientists talk to believers, the scientist also needs to be able to come from an agnostic perspective and say, I'm not sure, and discuss with someone who sees the world completely differently. Like, if someone's coming from this absolute faith perspective, the Bible is literally true. Right now, we often see two people talking over or under each other, but there's no communication really between atheists, you know, someone who's literally denying the existence of a metaphysical deity that this other person accepts as fundamentally true. So we might be trying to teach our children in first or second grade about evolution at the same time as they're learning every Sunday in Sunday school that the Bible is the literal truth, which is not consistent with what we're teaching our kindergartners. How do we understand the cognitive dissonance and psychological effects of these two contrary perspectives being taught simultaneously? You look at American behavior, political behavior, it is certainly influenced by something. And I suppose the Open Mind Project is suggesting that one of the larger drivers of our behavior is a culture's beliefs.
And so in addition to being the director of the Open Mind Project, you're also the founder. Can you speak to your personal experience? What led you to create this nonprofit?
I did some graduate study in international affairs in New York, and I realized or came to the conclusion that in order to affect the type of positive change that I would hope for, really looking at religion and learning more about religions, especially the dominant religions in society.
And so you began it as a personal investigation of definitely these major religions in the world and the influence they have on society.
I believe that everyone has the right to know the history of their beliefs.
What's the ultimate goal for the Open Mind Project? What would you like to see happen as a result of your creating this nonprofit?
I would like to see people learning to feel comfortable asking questions, learning to feel comfortable in uncertainty. I would say the ultimate goal is to counterbalance deterministic thought. There's a cultural trend of information being presented as certain or as truth. And my understanding from all of my academic study is that whatever that truth is, even if it's coming from a scientific perspective, it's constantly changing over time. The best information that we have is always subject to new information coming to light. You know, there's always a bigger telescope to build, and then the universe tends to get older. So yeah, the goal is to help people ask questions about their beliefs and to ask other people about their beliefs and begin to realize that we're a social organism, and what you believe affects me and what I believe affects you, and we're all connected. And if we don't like our behavior as a collective, we should really address the beliefs upon which this behavior is based. And if we begin to address those beliefs, it's a working hypothesis that our behavior might change.
Well, we're about out of time, Andrew. Anything else that you'd like to add? Where can people find out more about the project?
You can find Open Mind Project at www.openmindproject.com. or .org or openmind.us or agnosticmissionaries.com.
And what role can community radio play in helping Open Mind Project move towards its goal?
Well, I think community radio is Open Mind Project on the airways. That's, I mean, creating that community, creating a space for ideas to mix with other ideas and people to connect with each other. I was in community radio all through college as an undergrad. So I would say community radio is a giant inspiration for the Open Mind Project. I'm all about community radio.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Andrew.
You're very welcome.